This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba extends best wishes to all Nepalese celebrating Jitia festival. Energy Minister Pampha Bhusal assures the state will solve the problems in the private sector through bilateral dialogue. And North Korea claims it successfully tested new hypersonic missile. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba has extended hearty best wishes to all Nepalese in the country and abroad celebrating the Jitia festival with religious and cultural importance today. In a message on the occasion of Jitia festival, he said, "This festival observed in the Tarai region has established as a festival indicating Nepal's one of the unique identity." He said the government of Nepal is committed to preserving and promoting the festivals, internalizing the special significance of these festivals, including the Jitia festival. He also urged one and all observing the Jitia festival to celebrate it, fostering unity and with joy and fervor. World Heart Day is being observed in Nepal as well amid various programs today. Every year, the day is celebrated on the 29th of September. This year, the slogan of World Heart Day is "Use Heart to Connect." The World Heart Association has informed every year 18.6 million people lose their life due to heart disease. In the last two decades, the number of heart patients has increased by twofold. Currently, there are 7.5 million heart patients in Nepal. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pampha Bhusal has assured that the state would solve the problems in the private sector through bilateral dialogue. Inaugurating the National Gathering of Cable Television Entrepreneurs today, the Minister Bhusal clarified that the government has a policy of advancing development activities with the confidence of the entire private sector. On the occasion, Minister Bhusal clarified that the development in the information and communication sector should not be underestimated, stating that the current political achievement has been achieved with the support of the people of all regions. Minister Bhusal clarified that it is everyone's responsibility to protect and promote it. Bhaktapur Hospital has offered free treatment of Alzheimer's patients. Hospital Medical Superintendent Dr. Sumitra Gautam said that the hospital received an increasing number of patients with Alzheimer's disease, so they started free treatment for the patients. The service is available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day. The hospital has also offered a post-COVID-19 unit wherein people suffering from post-COVID infection problems get treatment. The Manang District Administration has allowed entrance of foreign tourists to the district. Chief District Officer Bishnu Lamichhane said they have imposed the health protocol compliance for them. They must have a COVID-19 test report, hotel bookings, and fully vaccinated against the virus. The decision in this regard was taken by the meeting of the District COVID-19 Crisis Management Committee and the District Administration Office. Beforehand, one visiting the district needs to take an permission from the district administration. Standing committee member of the CPN Maoist Center, Barsaman Pun, has left for Bangkok for treatment this morning. According to the family source, suffering from jaundice for a long time, leader Pun left for Bangkok for further treatment after his health did not improve during the treatment at Sumeru Hospital. He is accompanied by his wife and former speaker Onsari Gharti. Earlier in 2073, he had gone treatment of jaundice in Bangkok. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. North Korea has claimed that it successfully tested a new hypersonic missile called Hwasong-8 on Tuesday. State media said the new missile was one of the five most important new weapons system laid out in its five-year military development plan. They called the missile a strategic weapon, which usually means it has nuclear capabilities. Tuesday's launch is another indication of Pyongyang's growing weapons technology amid strict sanctions. The latest launch also marked the country's third missile test this month. It has already revealed a new type of cruise missile as well as a new train-launched ballistic missile system. Two top U.S. generals have said they recommended keeping a force of 2,500 troops in Afghanistan ahead of full U.S. withdrawal in August. Testimony by General Mark Milley and General Frank McKenzie to Congress seemed to contradict President Joe Biden, who said he did not recall any such advice. The two U.S. generals also were questioned by the Senate Armed Service Committee along with Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday. The hearing comes weeks after a chaotic withdrawal at Kabul airport as foreign powers sought to get their citizens home and thousands of desperate Afghans begged for rescue. Lava from an erupting volcano on Spain's La Palma island has reached the Atlantic Ocean, raising fears of toxic gases being released and explosions. Clouds of white steam were seen rising as a red-hot current made contact with the water. This could trigger a chemical reaction involving chlorine, which can irritate the skin and eyes and affect breathing. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed since the volcano in the Canary Islands erupted on 19th September. About 6,000 people have been evacuated as the lava was engulfing houses, schools, and some banana plantations. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba extends best wishes to all Nepalese celebrating Jitia festival. Energy Minister Pampha Bhusal assures the state will solve the problems in the private sector through bilateral dialogue. And North Korea claims it successfully tested new hypersonic missile. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.